Please be seated. She didn't even have a name. Peter's mother-in-law, that is, and that's always bothered me. Of course, I know she has a name, but we're just not told what it is. But if the story is important enough to be recorded in Holy Scripture, then shouldn't we at least be able to call her something other than Peter's mother-in-law? Peter's mother-in-law, the phrase just seems sterile and cold and impersonal. So maybe for the sake of this sermon, let's just give her a name. Let's call her Marie. After all, saying Peter's mother-in-law 10 or 15 times over the next few minutes is a little awkward. So the story. After a day at church, Peter takes his new friends to his house. Marie is sick. And I don't think that Marie just has a bug or is just not feeling up to par. I think Marie is really sick. Because you have to remember, in those days, a fever is quite serious. A fever could even indicate something terminal. And of course, a fever could be something that was very contagious. And I can't help but wonder if Peter had an ulterior motive in bringing Jesus to his home. Maybe it wasn't just about hospitality. Maybe he wasn't just being friendly. Maybe after seeing what Jesus did for the man with demons in the synagogue that morning, Peter wondered if something could be done for Marie. And that's exactly what happened. Jesus took Marie by the hand and lifted her up. The fever left her, and like a good Jewish mother, she started to cook. But that doesn't even seem really fair either, does it? Marie has been really ill. And now she's expected to serve. Somehow that's her role. I've always wondered why the other women of the household weren't taking up her slack. Where was Peter's wife in this whole scenario? I understand fully the cultural norms of the time. But Marie was sick. She was really sick. And there should be exceptions to the rules. So all this just doesn't make sense to me. And maybe this scene really isn't the important part of the story. It's just another classic healing story. It's what Jesus does. And it's what he does well. But I also can't help but think that maybe this scene is more than that. Maybe this scene is more than just a healing story. Jesus takes Marie by the hand and lifts her up. The Greek verb used for lifting up is something that Mark uses a couple of times in other healing stories, but it's also the same phrase he uses to describe what happened to Jesus on Easter Sunday. The fever leaves Marie and she begins to serve. Again, the Greek word means more. It's the word Mark uses when he speaks of angels ministering to Jesus in the wilderness. It's the word Jesus uses in Mark when he says the Son of Man comes not to be served, but to serve. And it's the word that the early church uses to describe the work done for others by deacons like Stephen. It's a big word. A lot bigger than just fixing supper for the crowd. And I can't help but wonder if maybe in addition to being a classic healing story, that perhaps this is also a different kind of story. A story about resurrection. A profound story about resurrection. Let me try to explain. You see, whenever this story comes up in the lectionary, which it does every 3 years, I invariably think of my mother. My mother was a housewife, by God. And don't even think of being politically correct about it. She was a housewife, and she was proud of it. We first realized that she was sick one year at Thanksgiving. Her appearance had changed so drastically over just a few weeks that we knew something was wrong. She was the sole caregiver for my father, who had suffered a series of strokes and had been confined to bed for a couple of years. And she refused any assistance from home health or anyone else because, as she would say, they don't do as good a job as I do. And on that Thanksgiving, despite knowing that she was ill, she was serving like she always did. As usual, she had cooked a Thanksgiving feast for 40 people, even though there were only 8 of us. Just like I kind of envision Marie doing that day in Galilee for Peter and his friends. But I tell you all that because of something that happened Thanksgiving 3 years later. My father had died. My mother's health continued to deteriorate. And despite being in an advanced stage of colon cancer, and despite having gone through some extremely aggressive forms of chemotherapy and radiation, she insisted that Thanksgiving would be at her house that year. She could be a stubborn little woman. We argued with her. We offered options. We insisted that she let us take care of the meal, but all to no avail. And it was something she said to me then, something that I believe has helped me understand this text in a very deep and intimate way. She told me that she believed part of the process of healing was being able to do the things that made her happy, being able to do the things that gave her joy. And that Thanksgiving meal, knowing that it would be her last, represented healing and wholeness for her. I've always thought that her need to serve was based on cultural expectations, her age, a sense of duty, I don't know. But I never realized it was so much more than that. In our gospel, Jesus took Marie by the hand and literally lifts her up into service. And she was healed. And immediately, I believe she did what brought her joy. She served her guests. See, my mind healing for my mother meant the pain was gone and the disease was no more. But healing and wholeness for her meant something else. It meant hope where hope had been lost. It meant the freedom to do what made her complete and happy. It meant she could serve and she could go about her life. And for her, there was no greater measure of wellness. She was most fully herself then. And there was no greater transformation for her. What if that's what resurrection really is? What if resurrection is being raised up to be who you always were, who you always were meant to be? What if part of resurrection is more than just hilltop mansions in the clouds and gold-paved streets, but instead a radical and emotional and incredible feeling of just being you? Of just being who you are. That being raised up is not just some sort of spiritual future, but can also be your present reality, here and now. To live with the blessedness of being you, everything you were always meant to be. What if that is part of resurrection? And the story of Peter and Jesus and Marie, I believe, is a profound message that God doesn't call us to be something we're not, but is fully in the business of restoring us to who we are, who we really are. And how sad it can be for so many of us to live life on the periphery of ourselves. Jesus took Marie by the hand. He lifted her up, and she served them. Jesus didn't come to be some magician or circus performer. Jesus wasn't just about breaking the laws of science. Jesus was about the power of God to change lives, to make all things new, to bring us most fully into who we really are. And that truly is a message about freedom, not servitude. The freedom to serve others in need and focus outside ourselves. To live life and not merely await death, to no longer be slaves to our hurts and resentments, to learn forgiveness and forgivenness, And above all, to live deliberately. To live deliberately is who we most fully are, which is the only way any of us can ever pretend to be whole. Jesus took Marie by the hand, and he lifted her up, and she served them. May we find no less joy in being lifted up by the risen Christ, to serve one another, or whatever it might be, to be fully who we are, and come to know that healing and resurrection are very big words, but ours is a big God. And the healing and resurrection we find in him are the truest reflections of what it means to really live. And if you haven't guessed by now, my mother's name was Marie.